preparation that goes into it to play the way we did complimentary football on both sides of it. For four quarters was awesome. I thought Lou did a hell of a job calling the game on defense, putting those guys in position. Jim Bob did a great job with the offense all week. Mason with the special teams, the takeaways, and then converting 17 points off that. And that's playing complimentary football. And I'm excited for the city, this organization, you know, to get this first win at home. You know, with Mr. Irsay going in the ring of honor, it was only fitting to get that done today.
Shane, the 21-yard throw to Tyler on the first drive, it looked like Daniel changed that play.
He just changed the protection. He checked the protection on it, yep. Yeah, he made a few of those all game. There's a lot of that stuff that goes on. We had another one on fourth down where he checked it and they brought zero and he threw it to them. So he makes a lot of plays like that for us.
How important was it to get out to the start that you guys did? The game in the first half.
It was huge. I think getting those takeaways by our defense was big. And then, you know, converting there. Obviously, we had some. I think we had, you know, had to settle for some field goals there. But again, I thought Spence did a great job, you know, kicking the field goals. The kickoff coverage team, we talked about that. But that was one of the keys going into this game was covering kicks. And I thought our guys did a really good job of that all game. Like I said, it was just a great team win. The atmosphere in there with the fans was electric. It was just awesome.
Week one, but I mean, just for Daniel, what do you think the impact of this is for the first
game? It was huge. Like I said, we want to stay on schedule and complete balls. I don't remember what it was, the stats. 22 of 29 for 272 and a touchdown and two rushing touchdowns. Yeah, he played good ball. You know, we got to continue that every week. It's one week at a time. But that's the preparation he puts in. He was ready to roll, and guys went out there and made plays for him.
Did you plan to go for a fourth down when it's there, or is that just kind of a flow of the game?
Yeah, it just depends on where you're at field position wise, but it felt good with the fourth down calls and guys and what we were facing. And obviously, I think we were 3-for-3 there in those situations, which were huge.
You guys have to always use the seam. Is there something that Daniel Jones has?
Yeah, I think he's third all time of active quarterbacks with snakes, so he does a nice job with it. It's impressive. I thought the first play, you know, the one we just talked about, him down the boundary, but then that third down right there, about 6 minutes left, you know, making a guy miss and then running a guy over or two guys over, whatever he did, just the physicality. He's an old school throwback freaking baller is what he is.
How much of his value is tied to all the different ways you can line from the personnel degrees you can get on the field?
Oh, it's huge. You can do a lot with them. Obviously, you guys saw we lined him up at fullback today and got a short yardage there with them and just different things the way we use them in the past game. So keep getting creative with them.
They're obviously tough to run against. But did you think coming in that you would have to win this by throwing the football?
I thought there were some opportunities to throw it early and often, and that's kind of what we did. And I thought, you know, he was great. He was throwing it well, so we kept throwing it. Obviously got the lead there early, which was huge for us.
What does it mean?
It was a huge play. I mean, they recovered two right there. We had an out and out call, and he let that thing go so early and just trusted it. And Pitt made a great catch right there to score. It was a big play.
What is it?
He should be fine. He's good, yeah.
What does it mean to you and the team to perform this way on the day that you're celebrating Mr. Irsay?
Yeah, I think it means everything. And what I mean by that is honoring a man that did so much for this community and this organization. Obviously, he's not with us physically, but he's definitely with us spiritually, you know, everywhere we go. So to win like we did today with him watching down on us was awesome.
You gave
some
pregame calls in the locker room to the Irsay daughters. Take us through that moment.
I just kind of talked about, you know, what their dad, you know, meant to this organization, kind of just hit on a little bit, and then just, you know, him raising those three daughters and doing it the right way and, you know, setting them up for a moment, you know, to take over this team. And I thought it was just really special and really fitting for them being, you know, full-time owners now to get a game ball. And it was pretty special.
If you see a game like this, as limited as it was for Anthony Mitchell, making some nice catches.
Yeah, it was huge. Obviously, getting that deep out was good, that we get to him early. Had another thing called for him down in the red zone. We just didn't get the right look for it, so we checked out of the play. But again, he's a one-on-one guy. Obviously, you know, one there on that route, so gotta keep going there.
From Lou's standpoint, what can you say about the timing of his pressures? It feels like it's
wired. It's what it was. He was putting those guys in position, multiple looks, hit him at the right time. The pass rush was getting home. It was only fitting signing Cam Bynum, and he gets the first pick. And then do a celebration. Longo gets a pick in there. I mean, it was awesome. I can't wait to watch the tape, but defense played awesome.
Could you add a couple more?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, when you have multiple looks like that and different coverage things and you're flying around, obviously, that's a lot of thought, you know, on the quarterback's head. So, like I said, those guys did unbelievable.
Daniel was able to use cadence one or two times to get them to jump, get free plays. Is that just like another little edge?
There's no doubt. There's all those little things, the game within the game. Those are conversations that happen in offensive staff meetings. And then he brings them to the offensive meetings and he stands up and talks about it. Like, hey, you know, here's what I'm going to do on these fellas. And guys are all locked in and ready to go.
How does it look like this springboard you guys for the rest of the season?
I think it's good. Anytime you can start off fast 1-0, obviously against an AFC opponent, is huge. So it's good. Enjoy it tonight. But our focus has got to be on Denver coming up here.
Thank you. Locker room's open.